Over the weekend, we had the disturbing news story from the Dallas Zoo, where a lioness attacked a zookeeper. Turns out the zookeeper is okay. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to get her side of the story is the lioness from the Dallas Zoo. Good morning. How are you? Lioness?
Yeah.
You sound more like a lion.
Well, I'm a lioness now. You know, that wasn't always the case, if you know what I'm saying. I went through the change.
You're a transgender lion?
Yeah, you know, I just always felt like I was a lioness trapped in, an alpha male's body. And so I, decided that I was finally going to do it. And there's a shortage of lionesses in zoos, so I knew that it was also a kind of a career move. So... So, yeah, and because I'm incarcerated, you know, the National Zoological Society had to pay for my transformation, surgeries, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
Hold on a second. Let me take my last bite of gazelle, okay?
Okay.
That's what they eat, I guess, for breakfast.
Yeah, the breakfast.
But this was an ugly incident over the weekend. You attacked a zookeeper.
Yeah, but let's not focus on that, you know.
Well, that's why we had you on.
Well, you know, I don't want to sound unappreciative because the Dallas Zoo has been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Living in the wild, which I did before this, I was beating. You know, I mean, you chase around wildebeest all the time. You're fighting off hyenas. I mean, good God. You know, it's like you expend more calories than you consume just to get a meal. You know?
Yeah.
And, I like the deal we have here. But you know, plus in the wild, you got all these lions trying to break off a piece of your Kit Kat when you're trying to eat, you know? I mean, you got to eat that. And plus, you got to eat that crap raw. You know, you kill an animal in the wild, you got all these other lions trying to get at it and everything, so you don't have time to cook it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cook it. It's disgusting, but you got to do it. You know, you don't have time to pan sear it with a little EVO.
Do you have a kitchenette at the Dallas Zoo?
No, they give us a little kitchen and everything, and I don't cook as much as I like to, but you know, they're good like that. They give us pots and pans and things like that. They won't give us anything sharp.
Understandable.
But it's a hell of a lot better being out there in the wild, I tell you that, man. Yeah, you're choking down a lung of a Cape Buffalo with another lion nipping at your taint. You learn pretty quickly that, you want the free meal in incarceration. So.
You don't cook with Hatch green chilies, do you?
You know, I heard you guys talking about that.
You did?
Yeah, and I just now got into that, and I'm growing Hatch green chilies right now.
Wow.
And on closure and everything. And, I'm really looking forward to it. You say they're good, Junior?
Well, yeah, they're delicious. They're delicious. You'd love them.
Oh, man, I look forward to it.
You could have Hatch green chili gazelle sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back to you attacking the zookeeper. This is something that you can't do.
All right, look, this zookeeper is a jerk. I mean, I'm not going to name his name, obviously, but everyone up here at the zoo, all the animals at least, know that this guy's a jerk. The guy's been taunting me since I got here. You know, a lot of that's homophobia.
What?
He makes fun of me for wearing earrings and scarves and smeared lipstick, while I have a full beard. And I'm like, I have full mane because... You bastards won't let me have a razor, I mean, I get rid of it every day if you just give me the razor. But it was just one of those deals where there was, the gate was kind of cracked open. I realized I had my shot at him, He just said to me earlier that morning, "Hey, Simba, you're going to go see Michael Sam play anytime soon?" So I went on that crap.
Yeah, there's no need for that.
Cracked open. Yeah, so I go over to the gate. And, I'm pissed from the morning thing. And so I ease over to the gate, and I gently turn the knob with a stiff, obviously fake paw. And I slip through it, And he's bent over kind of away from me, messing with the food buckets. So I stand upright, and I kind of press myself up against the wall, and I inch down it, towards him. And I pick up this antelope bone just laying there. Down on the ground because it looked about the right size for his head. The whole time, my eyes are trained on a service pistol. So then I see my chance, and I take the leap for life, you know, and I try to grab the gun, and we wrestle for it, and I bit him. He's using vulgarities. There was something about Obama in there. I don't know what else.
What?
Oh, man, the guy's just full of all kinds of opinions. Anyway, so we wrestle, and finally his little buddy there, you know, the buddy won't let us have a fair fight, you know, just one-on-one.
Yeah, right. Work it out, yeah.
The buddy steps in. And frickin' pepper sprays me, all right? You know, I don't care who you are or what you are. You get pepper spray in the eyes, you're pissing your leg, okay? That's what's happening here.
Right.
And so I can't see anything. They subdue me, and then they took me into the holding cell. They keep a jail down there at the bottom of the zoo. And so I have to go down there, and I'm, you know, I think I have arraignment. It's later this morning, actually.
Oh, wow. So days later.
Yeah. But you know what? That's what happened. And I swear I ain't lying. Well, I am, but I'm telling the truth, too. Good morning to you. Morning.
Okay, we'll see you. That's the lioness, the transgender lion from the Dallas Zoo, apparently. 8:49 on the ticket.